back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Miziak, your host. In the Columbus City Schools, our college-bound seniors are already asking themselves, how can I ever afford the tuition? Do I have enough money to live on campus? How much do books cost? Where can I get scholarships, grants, and loans? On tonight's program, I'll be talking with two individuals who work with I Know I Can and who can answer these questions and explain why this organization is so important to Columbus City School students from the 2nd to the 12th grade. I'm pleased to have on this program Katina Fullen, I Know I Can's Executive Director, and Amy Wade, Director of Early Awareness and Grants. Welcome to Teacher Talk, Katina and Amy.
Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Sue. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. And I'm so happy that the two of you can appear on Teacher Talk this evening. And what's really great is this is going to be a two-part program. So this first part, we're going to talk about I Know I Can, the organization, some wonderful things that are happening, such as the 25th anniversary. And we're going to talk about the Blueprint College program. And then in our second program that we'll feature next month, we'll be then talking about the volunteer effort that is so prevalent in I Know I Can. In fact, we like to call it the lifeblood of this organization. But first of all, let's learn a little bit about the two of you. Katina and Amy, tell me about your professional background and your position with I Know I Can. And Katina, we'll start with you.
Sure. I have a degree in education from Capital University. So my goal coming out of college was to be a fifth grade math teacher.
Okay.
And then I decided to go to law school and concentrated on educational law and thought maybe I would work in a school system or school district. And once I graduated from law school, I started volunteering with I Know I Can back in 1998.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
So I've been around a while and then joined the staff full time in 2007.
Wow, well, that is amazing that you started out as a volunteer and got to know the organization at the grassroots, and then now you're executive director. Well, what are some of your duties as executive director? I know that sometimes you meet with important people in the district, in the area.
Absolutely. I think the biggest part is just building relationships, whether it be with the families and students or the teachers and counselors, principals in the schools, getting our name out there, building awareness of what we do, and together with Amy, trying to find the resources to offer the programs and services that we do for Columbus City Schools.
Right. And we certainly appreciate the effort. As a former teacher with Columbus City Schools, I remember how I was a high school teacher, and I remember how much my students benefited from I Know I Can. And at that time, although the program was somewhat different, we had volunteers in the schools once a week, and I worked closely with those because I was a high school English teacher of seniors. So, you know, it was really an important part of my life as well. Well, now, Amy, you are the Director of Early Awareness and Grants. How did you get involved with I Know I Can?
Sure. Well, I too wanted to be a teacher. I did my undergraduate degree in English and wanted to be a high school English teacher.
It's a really good profession, let me tell you.
And I was doing some field placement, and I realized that a lot of the struggles that students were having, I wasn't sure necessarily how I was going to be able to impact them as a teacher. I wanted to kind of get involved in something a little bit larger scale.
Bigger picture.
Yeah,
right.
And I was very interested in educational funding as well at the time. So I decided to go back to school to get a master's in public policy, and I was working for the Legislative Office of Education Oversight at the time, doing lots of reports and evaluation of some programs really to look at educational equity in the state. And then I decided to actually go on and get my PhD and spent a number of years working at Ohio State in college admissions, and kept hearing about this program, I Know I Can. Everyone said, oh, you should be, your interests align with this organization, I Know I Can. And then when I finally met Katina, realized that, you know, within a few minutes, really hit it off with her personally. We actually grew up about 20 minutes away from each other.
Amazing.
and had the same kind of family story growing up that really really inspired us, I think, to help students who didn't really have access to the resources or information that they needed but had the dream of going to college.
Wow. Well, you both have tremendous backgrounds for working with this organization, and they're certainly fortunate to have you, because we need that kind of expertise coming into these organizations that support Columbus City School students. Katina, give me a little background on I Know I Can. I've featured the organization on this program in the past, but it's been around 3 years now, and I know that many people in the area are familiar with the name, but they're not always familiar with all that you do, and there's an awful lot that individuals think they're aware of, but they don't have the total picture. So let's talk about I Know I Can, how it began, and how we established this connection with the Columbus City Schools.
Absolutely. Well, it's an exciting year. It's our 25th anniversary. So we were founded in 1988 by four individuals, Techie Shackelford, Bob Weiler, Cliff Tyree, and Art Kobacker. And it started really with Art Kobacker and a promise he made to students at Kent Elementary, which is actually an elementary school that's no longer part of the district. But he met with the students, he was volunteering there, and made them a promise that if they got through elementary school, middle school, and high school, he would help pay their college tuition. And so he got friends together, the other three founders, and then they got more friends together to put money in the bank for scholarships, to recruit volunteers, and to really form I Know I Can. And Techie Shackelford was the first chair of the board, and she continues to be active today, as does Bob Weiler. And so they started out in a few high schools 25 years ago, and now we are serving middle schools and high schools in the district, and then also in elementary school. We help with the I Know I Can book. We read to second graders in all of the elementary schools.
Wow. Quite a history. And I've met Techie Shackelford when I used to deal with some various events with I Know I Can, and what an incredible woman she is. Katina, what are the missions and goals of I Know I Can? I mean, you've kind of alluded to it already a little bit, in the sense that you want to make sure that there's money out there so kids can go to college. But can you just elaborate a little bit more?
Sure. Our mission is really to inspire, enable, and support students in pursuing and completing college. And that's a change from, you know, maybe 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, our focus was really on helping students financially and making sure that money was not the barrier for students getting or going to college. And so over the last 5 years, we've changed that mission to include not only helping students pursue college, but also helping them complete college. And that's a big change from how we started.
And wow, I think, so you're going beyond then the Columbus City School level. You're tracking these students once they go into college.
Correct. We have a college retention program, and we spend most of our time on 15 college campuses in Ohio, and they are the 15 where the majority of Columbus students attend.
Oh, amazing. Now, let's talk about the schools that you service, and you've alluded to the fact that you have the book for the elementary, and you work with middle school kids as well. So what are some of the schools, who are your clientele, and if you can just maybe make some reference to some of the other things that you do other than working with high school seniors?
Sure. We actually support every middle and high school in Columbus City Schools. Obviously, all of the elementary schools through our book, but we have staff that spend at least one day a week in each of the middle and high schools. So we're there every week and providing services to students. We're partnering with the teachers, the English teachers, like you mentioned, still doing that, making sure that we're getting into the classrooms and talking to all of the students, doing workshops, and then same with high school, working closely with the teachers and the counselors, the building principals, to you know, make sure the needs are being met around college access for our students.
Wonderful. And I'm going to ask you, because this is a term with which some people are familiar but others aren't, and I'm going to ask you exactly what you mean by the term college access, because that's familiar maybe to educators and certainly people at I Know I Can, but not necessarily to all of our listeners.
And I, as a parent, you know, access can mean so much to us when we're talking about our children mm-hmm. and, you know, their educational journey that they take from pre-K through college. And what we, when we talk about college access, we mean a number of things. One are just access to the resources, the information, the tools that students need to, Amy and I say, get ready, get mm-hmm. in, and get through. That sort of summarizes for you. You can, it's easy to wrap your head around when you think about what do I need to be to get ready for college. So whether it's coursework, whether it's understanding the types of colleges and universities that are out there, what kind of majors are available for me, what are the financial, what's the financial aid available? So you're getting ready, you're getting in through the college admissions process, and then getting through, and that's the college retention piece.
And of course, the getting in, the college admissions process is also so often a labyrinth to students and their parents trying to figure out, you know, forms, and I know, and everything's of course online now, but even so, there's so many different factors that work into whether or not a student will be admitted, and the parents and the kids really need to know about this. Well, let's go back to I Know I Can. You receive your funding through various donations and grants. I don't know if, Amy, you want to speak to any of this. Mm-hmm. Much of the work I know that is done by volunteers, but you still have to have money to operate. So what do you think? I mean, can you tell me just a little bit about this? You said it was already established. Katina, do you want to continue that with that?
Sure, and then I'll let Amy. She is the director of grants, so right. A lot of it falls on Amy to actually write the grants mm-hmm. to receive the donations. We are fortunately in such a generous community, and we do receive donations from individual members of this community, and a large number of teachers in the district do support I Know I Can, and we're so grateful for that, along with other administrators in Columbus City Schools and overall just CCS personnel. And then corporations and foundations, both locally mm-hmm. and nationally. And I can have Amy talk a little bit more about
that. Do you want to say something about that, Amy?
Sure, yeah. This has been we are in a fortunate position that this is an area, a topic, college access, and particularly college success, has become very prevalent on the national funding scene. So there are a lot of corporations and foundations, both locally and nationally, who are looking for innovative programs that relate to college access and success, doing a lot of challenge grants currently mm-hmm. To leverage additional dollars for programs, but also looking at how can we change the bar and how do we bring programs together to share some of the best practices. So a lot of our funders also come with a partnership guarantee right now, where we're getting together with other programs similar across the country, looking at programs doing similar work and getting together and talking and discussing, you know, how are we going to measure our success and what are going to be some of the best practices. So there are dollars out there in this area, but it comes with much responsibility.
Right.
Which is a good thing. A lot of accountability and a lot of best practice
and
sharing.
And that's a lot of what I Know I Can does, is help to manage these things. Well, let's talk about some of the programs that you do sponsor. There's the I Know I Can grant. You have college fairs. We've made reference already to the elementary school book. So let's move into some of these other things. Let's talk about the I Know I Can grant, the college fairs, and maybe some of the things that are done at the middle school level. Katina, do you want to?
Sure. We still have the I Know I Can grant, and that really started back in 1988. And that grant is $1,200 a year for the 4 years you're in college. And that really, you know, 25 years ago, that helped students really close that financial gap. And unfortunately, today, the cost of college is much greater, and the $1,200 doesn't necessarily close the gap for students, but it helps.
It helps.
And
right.
If at the end of the day, it is used to purchase their books, to, you know, be able to fill in some of those last dollars that a family does not have to come up with. It's very helpful for families. And we give out about $1.3 million in ICANN grants each year. So
wonderful.
We try to take the resources we have and allow a number of students to receive at least a little bit of money to help with college.
And I know that not too long ago, you also sponsored a college fair.
Correct. We partner with Kiwanis in the district and some others to offer a college fair where students are in the district and other districts are able to go and just talk to college representatives and, you know, expose them to colleges that are outside of Central Ohio. Obviously, the ones here we talk about a lot, and we have great relationships with Ohio State, Columbus State, Capital, Otterbein, CCAD, all of the ones that are local. We are talking to them every day about those schools, and then the college fair allows them to see things and hear about colleges that maybe they wouldn't otherwise.
Now, can you briefly tell me about one of the a program that you might have in middle school?
Absolutely. We have a college planning tool that we use called Naviance, and we spend time with students on college, career, and course planning. So they're learning about the different careers that they may be interested in, what colleges offer majors around their interests, and then what coursework they need to be taking in high school that will get them into that particular college and ready for that particular career.
I was just sitting here thinking, yes, getting ready. You mentioned that earlier. Now, we've already made reference to the fact that it's been 25 years since ICANN was established, and you are celebrating your 25th anniversary. So how do you intend to celebrate, and who can attend, and what's going on?
We are very excited. On October 24th, we will be celebrating 25 years, and we will have an anniversary luncheon at the Ohio Union. And we have a keynote speaker, Dr. Ben Carson. He is the retired director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University. He has a great story about how he grew up and how he overcame so many obstacles to then go to college, go to medical school. And he was the first to operate on conjoined twins and develop these techniques and procedures that were just light years ahead of the medical technology back then. And he shares a great story that he will share with our audience on October 24th.
And who's your audience?
Anyone in the community. Tickets are $125 for a seat, and there are also tables and other sponsorship opportunities available. But we really, this is a time to celebrate, to honor our founders, and to highlight some of the very special students that we've either served or are serving right now.
I see. So your founders will be there, some of your founders will be there.
Correct.
And, that is terrific. And then you said to honor some of the special students. So are you looking at students who've already gone through I Know I Can, or people who are in the process?
Both.
Oh, both. Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. Well, now you have other wonderful things happening. Amy, the Blueprint College Program has been supported by I Know I Can for, I think, around 3 years or so. And could you describe its purpose and how it helps Columbus City School students?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think a lot of times we talk about, you know, higher education, this idea of social mobility and the American dream. And I know I can kind of stop and say, well, college is a plan. It's not a dream. It's a plan. And it starts very early. So we do Blueprint College Middle School and Blueprint College High School. In middle school, we start working with students and their families as early as sixth grade, going through a series of workshops that really help say, you know, how do we take this dream and turn it into reality? What are some of the steps that we can take now to ensure that the student and the family are participating in building a college-going culture at home and are also on that path towards higher education?
You know, just to interrupt you for a second, Amy, but I really like the fact that you keep including family on this because kids alone, middle school kids alone, I mean, they can't, I don't think they always have the focus or even the background or knowledge to really know where they need to go in order to prepare for this college education and this future career plan. But with their parents there, that's great.
Yeah, the family piece has been really important for us. A lot of the work that we do, we always try to ground it in the research. And we know in low to moderate income families that it's usually the student who's taking the information to the parent as it relates to the college process. So the more that we can do to deliver, you know, firsthand the right resources, the right information to the parents to allow them to not be afraid by the process or overwhelmed by the process and really be there to serve as an advocate and a supporter for their student, then we feel like we've done a good job if we help that parent feel that they know and have access to the knowledge and resources that they can really be hand in hand with their student and support that process.
Wonderful. Now, what's especially exciting this year, this program's been going on for a while, but what's especially exciting this year is you've received a sizable donation from the Huntington Bank to expand this program. And I read about this even before we spoke, and I was just like blown away about this gift. So tell us about this gift, how you're going to be using it, and how it's going to perhaps change the Blueprint program a little bit. Amy, you want to take off with that, please?
Sure. So we are very fortunate that we've received the largest single gift ever from Huntington to expand what we're doing with Blueprint College. And part of the benefits of the program is that you know, it allows families to get together who have this common interest in promoting success among their students. And what we're really going to be able to do now is focus on more of a neighborhood and cohort model with the program. So instead of serving in 5 regions across the district, this year we'll be in 9 different neighborhoods.
Wow.
Pulling together families, allowing them to feel like they are a cohort together in a program where they can spend 3 weeks together building on curriculum and, you know, learning the steps that they need to take, not only to build this college-going culture at home, but also within their schools and within the community.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it sounds like Huntington was pretty generous. Do you want to give us a few details on that, Katina?
Sure. Huntington's gift, as Amy mentioned, is the largest single corporate gift in our 25-year history, $750,000. But in addition to that, the gift also helped us leverage additional support from a few corporations in town, including Panera and Bob Evans, White Castle, and Donato's. And so these organizations stepped up to help us provide dinner for the families when they come to the Blueprint sessions.
Wow. Well, that is so great that these other organizations, these other companies stepped up. And if listeners, and we just have a moment left here, if listeners want to know more about I Know I Can, the 25th anniversary celebration, or the Blueprint College program, how can they get that information? Can you give me a contact number?
Absolutely, 614-233-9510.
Well, this has been a very interesting program, and we're going to continue this conversation on my next Teacher Talk program. But I want to, first of all, thank Katina Fullen and Amy Wade for appearing on Teacher Talk this evening. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks so much, Sue.
This concludes our program. Please join me next time when we will continue the conversation about I Know I Can and their volunteer program. I'm Sue Miziak. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. A podcast of this program will be available at wcbe.org.